everybody, Jeff Dunham. Welcome to our next podcast. What is this, you guys? Number 10, 9?
10, oh, 10. 10. 10. 10,
yeah. 10. And this one is a little different. As you see, we're kind of doing a Zoom meeting because we wanted to add all the participants or victims, as I call them, because we're going to be trying out my new hot sauces.
Oh, man.
Audrey's over here. And so let me introduce upper left, Matt McNeil. Everybody knows Matt. And then bottom left, Fausto Perez. Fausto, who is pretty much the, how would we describe Fausto, Matt?
He's the one that we go to with any kind of tech questions. He's our millennial.
You're just skipping over. You're skipping over the word nerd. And then Jeff Rothman. Jeff, you and I have known each other for years, yep. And we've worked together. You used to open for me till I found out years later that you were terrified of the giant audiences and hated it.
Right. Yeah. And then I just liked hanging out backstage.
Right.
Like a doctor who's afraid to operate.
And then everybody knows.
Let me know if you need help.
All right. And then everybody knows my lovely wife, Audrey. So, and Audrey's here to help us a little bit. And then on down here, and I didn't, Bella, mean to put you on the bottom. Zoom did that.
I don't look on the bottom to me. I'm on the top.
All right. Okay. So, Bella Cohen, who's a friend of ours, and she's also our Rolfer. And some people know what Rolfing is, and some people don't. So, right. Belle, you're actually in our house. You can probably actually hear me in the other room because you're here today for Audrey and I to get our sessions, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So explain to everyone what Rolfing is. If somebody calls you a massage therapist, you want to punch them in the face, right?
Correct.
Okay. Because it is not a massage. Tell everyone what Rolfing is.
Do you agree, though, Jeff, that Rolfing is not a massage?
Oh, it is not a massage. It is a painful, horrible experience.
It's a good hurt.
It is a good hurt. It's like when somebody comes in and pushes on your back or something that hurts. It's like, ow, 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 don't stop. One of those.
I feel like Audrey never complains about it hurting.
You set me up.
No, you set me up.
Well, women have higher pain thresholds just in general because we give birth to babies, right? So sure. That's how we're built. That's how it is.
How are we completely outnumbered? 2-4.
I am afraid to do this today.
Oh, the hot sauce thing. Yeah, so Jeff's afraid of that. Well, okay, so Bella, so go ahead and explain what Rolfing is. And by the way, you have to admit, Bella, that I went for a long time without a whimper. And it wasn't until we skipped this entire year because of the pandemic, and you came back 2 weeks ago for the first time in a year, and it was the first time in a long, more than a year, that I said, ow, ow, right?
You're very tough, Jeff. You're very, very tough.
Like, this is like punching somebody in the face and going, over here, let me help you with that. Yeah. So... Thanks a lot. So what is Rolfing?
Rolfing is a very specialized modality that works with the soft tissue, muscles, ligaments, tendons, and fascia to bring the body back into alignment with its natural blueprint. And I work at the end elastic range of the muscle, which is typically right at people's threshold. So it is a really intense modality. And I do like to beat Jeff up a little bit extra. I get a lot of people with postural issues and a lot of people in chronic pain who've tried everything.
All right. And the reason you started with me was because you started with Audrey. And Audrey, right. Somebody recommended Rolfing to you because of
scoliosis. My spine's a little crooked. And so somebody else who had scoliosis recognized it in me because you can see it in other people when you have it. And she said, you know, you should try Rolfing. And I had no idea what it was. And it took me forever to finally look it up. But then I did. And I think it was right after we got married, 2012, yeah. That I found Bella. I think she was the only person in our area at the time. And so it was just luck that we found her, and she's amazing.
And the reason
it's a very special part of our lives.
Yeah, and the reason I took it up is because I stand in weird positions for my job with my arms up in the air all the time, and so I wouldn't say I have carpal tunnel syndrome, but it's an odd way of standing for hours and hours, and I would stand like this for 2 hours a night, 2.5 hours a night, 5 days a week. So many hours a month doing that. And so I started getting weird pains and Bella came in and hurt me more.
Do you think it got worse when you started doing Achmed? Because he's so much heavier than the rest of the guys and he can't sit on his own. I just wonder.
Well, you know, it's that, but it's also this. Achmed is actually harder on my hand than he is on my arm because I'm holding that whole head up with more than my hand than anything. And then plus, it's unnatural to be gripping something. The natural thing is to grip something and hold it tight. But with what I'm doing, I'm having to hold all that weight with like one finger while working the other ones to make his movements. So Bella also works on my hands. And it's not fun. Bella, there's also, I told Matt.
This, every time you say it's not fun, I have to say you're a wimp.
Well, she's salty too. I'm telling you.
You're right. But I look forward to it every time. I really do. Because, you know, it feels so good when you stop. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. I was telling Matt last week that you also will get into people's mouths and do stuff inside their heads. I don't get that. That's like, no.
I did like a 12 series with her in the beginning where she just kind of went through the human body in general and just hit all the different areas. Yeah. And she put on gloves one day.
Oh, Lord.
That was a tough one. That was a tough one.
Yeah. But that's one of the most profound sessions because our jaw interdigitates with our cervical vertebra. And, you know, we use our jaw so much to eat and to talk. And when we're angry, we clench and we grind. So people feel the most profound change after that session.
I could see that. I could see that. That was the one day I think I had tears streaming. Yeah. But it was.
Have I done that to you, Jeff?
No, you're not going to. The other thing I'm taking from all this is that I realize when you talk to Bella and she talks about what she's doing, that your vocabulary, our vocabulary compared to Bella's sucks because there's a bunch of words. You've used a bunch of words here that I don't even know how to look up because I can't spell them.
She knows her anatomy. That's for sure.
Yeah.
She knows every muscle.
I'm well, just speaking, nobody speaking, knows.
Well, speaking of anatomy, we're going to kill all our anatomies right now. Yay! Yeah. So I've had this idea for having a hot sauce for a long, long time. And we finally have had it done. And why is this not opening? Come on, man.
Come on, iPad.
Come on.
Well, while you're opening, I guess the question is, since Bella's here, she's not actually here because she was there to rough you, but she has a high threshold for pain. Is that for spicy? Are you a spicy aficionado?
When I said this 2 weeks ago, I said what we're going to do. She goes, oh, I love spicy food. I'm like, you do.
It sounds like revenge to me, Jeff. Are you getting her back for something, maybe?
No, I can't let her go too heavy because we have a session and I don't want her to like run into the bathroom every 3 minutes.
I agree with you though, Matt. I feel like he's trying to punish me. And yep. 8:30 in the morning is pretty aggressive. You know?
Yeah. Here's some ghost pepper for sticking your fingers in my mouth.
Oh, so funny. All right. So we thought and thought, we come up with a hot sauce. Which character would we use as their hot sauce? And we couldn't narrow it down. And so I decided, well, what the heck? Let's do three hot sauces. And so, Matt, you did the artwork. We have the bottles here, but I want to show the artwork first. This is just, this is great. This is the Jose. Is this backwards?
No, it's perfect.
Okay. So that's the Jose Jalapeno one right there. So it's Jose Jalapeno's hot sauce on a stick, of course. And that's the jalapeno hot sauce. And then we got Walter's shut the hell up and eat it hot sauce. And that one's a little hotter. That's the jalapeno, of course, is jalapeno. This is habanero and garlic. It's crazy great. And now this one, not for the, and I have to credit Matt for pushing me to say okay on these jokes. On the labels, but this is just laugh out loud funny. So it's Achmed's silence, but deadly. And then shh. And it says, shh, it will sneak up on, shh, it will sneak up on you, right?
Yeah, the three dots save us there.
Yeah,
the ellipses.
Yeah. So, and by the way, the Achmed one has ghost, scorpion, and reaper peppers. And anybody who knows anything about that stuff, you don't mess with those things.
You don't mess with one of those. It's like right. You've got all three.
All three.
Yeah, all three of them. The habanero and the garlic is like, you know, none of these are mild. None of them are mild. I Matt, in the description yesterday when you and I were working on it, I called this mild to hot, the Jose one.
Yeah, I haven't had that one. So, and I haven't had the others either. But I don't really know what that's going
to
be like.
Oh, that's right. So I forgot to tell you. So no one on this screen has, except Audrey and I, have had all of these. Matt, the only ones you've had is the Walters.
And I love it.
But Bella, you haven't opened your bottle. Jeff and Fausto, you've not opened your bottle. So nope. Why don't we start though with the jalapeno one, because I think this is the least
probably the mildest. Probably.
But boy, is it tasty! I've had it in soups. Everything. Does everybody have chips?
Yes, crackers.
Bella, I set you up with chips in there.
Thank you.
Go ahead and open your bottles. You got to take the plastic stuff off. No one cut themselves. So Audrey, you've had all these.
I have.
Are you going to participate?
If you want me to,
Audrey, do you do hot? You do hot, hot?
I like hot. Okay, but I'm all, you know, I'm a recipe creator. So my thing is as long as you can still taste the flavors of the food underneath the hot, I want it hot.
I agree.
Nicely with the recipe and not just completely cover it up.
Okay, then I will say this. If you want to taste it, then you have to do that within the first 10 seconds.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. So I think the Ahmed hot sauce is for the person who really loves spicy. And you the challenge.
Well, it's, I think the Ahmed one, like, don't even, Fausto's already eaten it. All right, fine. All right.
His face is.
Okay, Jeff, how much are we supposed to use? Also, this smells so delicious.
Did you shake it? You got to shake it.
Shook it.
Shake it.
You don't have to shake it. It's probably fine.
I'll shake it just to make sure if I get it all. This seemed like a great idea a few days ago. Now,
yeah. Oh, yeah. What are we going to do on the podcast? Let's eat hot sauce.
Oh, sure, man, I love that.
That'll be fun. Sure.
I love that.
Sweetheart, I'll get
nervous all morning.
Bella, to answer your question, I'm putting literally a dime's worth.
Let's see.
Yeah, and when we get to the Ahmed, you don't want to do a dime's worth.
Okay, I feel like it should be even.
Yeah. No, you don't want to die. Everybody.
No, I mean everybody.
For everybody. Yeah. So do it.
Same amount.
Do a dime's worth. Can you see this?
We're just going for it, or we're going to count to three?
No, everybody already's going. Look at Fausto. He's already going to town. He's showing off.
It is really good. I love the.
You know what it does? It's got more of a kick than I thought it would. It's good, though.
Yeah. It definitely has more of a kick than I thought.
But tasty.
It's really delicious. It tastes like a garden. It's very, very flavorful, like veggie.
You can taste the jalapeno.
Bella's good at this.
Yeah. That was the light one.
It tastes like there's bell pepper. Like it really has like a nice kick, but it also has a little bit of a salsa vibe to it, not just a hot sauce.
Listen to Bella. So Bella, when Audrey and I had our food show on Food Network, they would say, don't just say it's good. Give us descriptions. So you're really good at this. You've painted a picture for everybody. Look at Jeff.
Oh man, dude, this was the shallow end of the pool. Are you kidding me?
That's
drink,
my eyes are tearing up, but it's very, I could taste it. It's very tasty.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm telling you,
I'm winning.
There's a reason Jeff is putting this on crackers.
But by the way, I do warn you that if you really want to taste the flavors, you seriously, within the first 8 to 10 seconds, you have to have covered that because the heat hits after that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So spread it around the tongue. All right. So I give that one a thumbs up, and it's, you know, jalapeno sauce is not typical hot sauce. It's jalapeno sauce, but think how good that would be in a soup or whatever.
Well, just like in tacos.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Or even on just a couple of drops on enchilada, any kind of homemade. Hey, and it's Cinco de Mayo.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, woo! I mean, we did that on purpose, right, Jeff? Yeah.
Oh, we did.
That's why we're doing hot sauces. Put that description, Fausto.
Let's re-record this. Yeah. Because it's Cinco de Mayo.
Perfect everyday hot sauce. It's not too hot. It's like the right amount of heat to use every day.
That's great. Wow. Bella, you are tougher than I thought.
Like if you eat eggs.
What?
Oh, yeah. Eggs. It'd be great on eggs.
Yeah. Sure. So I appreciate everybody participating in this. This shameless commercial.
You know what? You gave me these bottles last week and I've been dying to try all of them. And you're like, no, you can't open it. So I'm just glad today's finally here.
Yeah.
This one has me a little nervous.
All these, by the way, will be available on my website. Are they available now, Matt?
They are available now, and I forwarded the links to Fausto, so he'll update the description up top so that people can find them, but they can also search for them on your store. They should.
Now, by the way, I do not like habanero. Never have. Until this hot sauce. And it's because of the garlic that we put in it. And it adds the habanero, but adds the garlic. There's a crazy amount of flavor in this. But I got to warn you guys, this one's a step up. So shake it well.
I can't smell it.
Yeah, no water in here. Yeah, nose hairs curl a little bit.
Yeah.
Audrey's going for the water. She gets mad.
Yeah, I've actually got a yogurt drink because I was just in case.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah. All right.
Say when.
All right. I don't know if Audrey's going to do this one, but I'll do this one. Oh, she'll do it. Hold on a second. Don't go yet. Fausto, don't go yet.
I won't.
Will you show us how much you're putting on, Jeff?
Oh, I put way too much.
I'm putting on a little.
Not too much.
About a dime's worth. Same thing.
Okay.
Oh, rock pan. Jesus.
Yeah, Jeffrey, I'd be careful. I would.
No, don't tell him that.
Oh, okay, all right. But he's my friend.
Yeah. No, that's why you make him eat more.
See how much you
need. He kind of bathed the chip in it.
Oops.
There you go.
So make sure you get some seeds in there. The habanero with a lot of garlic. Ready, everybody? Here we go. But that's got some flavor, right?
Mm-hmm. Got a lot of flavor.
And what's cool about it is it's a different flavor than the Jose one. You know what I mean? The Jose is
completely different. They're all completely different.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here it comes. All right, did I swear?
You know what's funny about this is that for some reason, is it less hot in the morning? Like, as I really feel, maybe it's the adrenaline of being live. Oh. This isn't bothering me as much as it usually has.
No, I don't know. Yeah, it's probably the adrenaline. But but definitely tasting that habanero in combination with the garlic. It's a nice combination. Really great.
Tasty.
Yeah. But you have to admit, this is not for the faint of heart. I mean, it's like, If you don't like spicy, you're not going to like this. But if you like a little bit of heat, it's awesome. Mm-hmm.
But the flavor is so good. This is the kind of hot sauce that Hillary Clinton keeps in her purse.
That's right. Oh, man.
You remember that? Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I think this hot sauce is good. Like, even if you don't like super spicy, you could put a dab and mix it in because it's so potent in the flavor. And then you can muddy down the spiciness and just have the flavor of it.
But I literally take that in a whole bowl of soup and I'll put either this one or the Achmed one. I will put literally like 3 drops in there. And it just, and I'll even put some on a salad and mix it around in there. Yeah. And it's nice. Really yummy that way. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of salads in this house.
I'm going to get my milk ready for this next one.
Okay. So here we are to the, and Fausto, I'm assuming if it still says recording, we're still on, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so okay. I need a tiny drop.
If you love me, you'll have a whole.
No, I'm not doing the dime. I love you, but I'm not doing the dime.
I'm gonna do a dime with you, Jeff.
All right.
Oh, dude. Okay.
So to be honest, I'm gonna tell you, Fausto is gonna be the real barometer here because I have seen that kid eat some of the hottest stuff imaginable and like not even break a sweat.
Oh my God. Just the smell of it went down my throat.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. I'm giving Audrey just a have you had this plan like this?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't remember.
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Oh, it burned a hole in my chip. Okay. I'm giving Audrey
that smells painful.
I'm giving Audrey like a BB's worth.
Like a piece.
Maybe
size.
It's oh, no. It's too much came size. Out.
I wonder if we have just plain chips. They just have salt on them. That's it.
Yeah,
they
just be salt.
I'm gonna be honest though. I'm sweating a little bit from the Walter in a good way.
Did you already eat it?
No, I'm just eating chips in between.
Oh, all right.
She's smart.
Cleanse your palate.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a palate cleanser.
Oh my.
Audrey wants a palate cleanser. I want one too. There we go.
All right. So seriously though, how much are y'all doing? Is that too much?
Whoa. No, you're big adept. You're fine, Matt.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, look at Fausto.
Oh, Fausto, yeah. Nice. Hey, Fausto, I expect not to see any of that chip. You need to spread that around a little more.
Bella, we have a session in a few minutes. I'm just telling you, we need to come up with a subject to talk about afterwards to see if we can keep going. All right.
We do it?
Are we ready?
Yeah.
See? Tasty, right?
Mm. And here it goes. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Wait for it. Here it comes.
I love that flavor.
Woo! Kind of like, at first you can taste the peppers, and then it just takes over your whole tongue.
And then you can't talk.
Oh, yeah. It just starts going all into your nose, down your throat.
And now I'm eating the chip.
Clears it out.
Oh.
But you know what? It's good, though. It's like Audrey was saying about it. As long as it's got a good flavor, you could keep eating it.
That one's a trap. I'll keep eating it and burning myself.
The flavor is so good, you're willing to, like, deal with the pain of the spice. Which
Jeff,
is
and exactly Bell are, Jeff and Bell are not talking to us right now. the kitchen is open. There's yogurt. There's milk.
I'm fine.
Oh, yeah. By the way, it's vegan milk and vegan yogurt.
The best kind. What else would you have?
Hey, you gave her my Hummer cup.
It keeps going.
Is this your cup?
That's my cup that I've had for years. That's the only one that fits in the cup holder in the Hummer.
Going.
It still burns.
Yeah, I actually have a little trickle of sweat running down the back of my neck.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm even that much.
Jeff left.
Jeff, you got a nice refrigerator, buddy. Wow, look at that.
That's giant.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of them expensive ones.
It burns, but I want more.
Yeah.
I do too.
Dry chip.
I said that on a date with a college girl.
You know what it is? It just won't go away.
It just keeps going.
Yeah. No, I know. I can't believe it. I just literally ate a pea's worth, and it's just burnt my tongue in the top of my mouth.
No, I started. I was like, oh, this isn't bad, and then I like re-dipped it. I don't know what I was thinking.
And then it starts to hit the roof of your mouth, and it kind of goes up into your nose.
Yeah, and I to prepare for this last week, I actually ate a half a teaspoon of this by itself.
Oh my god!
And there was nothing in the refrigerator that would quench it. I thought there's got to be some sort of chemical reaction that'll take over. Nothing worked. Almond milk, if you just leave it sitting on your tongue, it'll stop it. But then once you swallow, then it's all back again.
Yeah, and I remember at that moment, our one of our twin boys, James, was trying to get your attention for something, and you couldn't even focus.
No, I almost got angry. I'm like, not now.
Come on, Daddy, I want to show you something. Daddy, how about now?
Keep going.
Faust, are you going again?
Yeah, it like tastes so good. I want more. Half of my brain says stop. Half of it says the flavor is too good to stop.
You're a crazy person. I'm just eating chips.
Rothman has a towel over his shoulder like he just got out of a fight.
It really is. That's the hottest I've ever had.
Yeah. I know you're doing what I did, Jeff. Sniffing and you sweat a little bit. Belly, all right?
What? I mean, it's a lingering...
It lingers.
But I feel like the allergies are gone.
I keep putting crackers in my mouth.
But you got to admit, you take this and you take like one or two drops in a bowl of soup and there's some flavor there that you've never had before.
You need to dip a toothpick because that's so hot. And then put the toothpick in the bowl of soup.
Well, I appreciate everyone participating. And Matt, I appreciate your shirt. Oh, look at you too, Fausto. Thank you very much.
Very tasty.
I would wear one of those shirts if I had one.
Oh, all right.
I'll get one for you.
Thank you, Belle, for participating. Your parting gift will be a t-shirt.
Your participation trophy?
Yeah.
Should I win?
Yeah, you win. Well, you won. You too, Jeff. Everybody won. Everyone's a winner.
Boring.
Wow.
That's right. All right. Well, again, I didn't mean for this to be. And by the way, Matt, that's the other thing that people don't really notice on here. It's the silence but deadly. Oh. That's the Ahmed version. It will sneak up on you. But people don't notice. Do you see he's holding a flame right next to the bombs, which look like a butt?
You know, little adolescent sleepover humor.
You don't know, Matt. Andre and I, we don't argue, but it was a lengthy discussion over a couple of days. You can't do the thing. I have to for this.
Look, here's the thing. They buy it for the label, but they'll buy it again because it's good. That's the point.
Yeah, that's right. And there's not a hot sauce in the world worth its heat that doesn't have some sort of reference to a
burger. Oh, yeah. But there's some real crazy. Well, you bought some hot sauce from Australia and you gave me a bottle of it. And I can't even say the name of it on here.
What, give me a hint. I'll say it.
It was S the Bed.
Oh, yeah. It was S-H the Bed hot sauce. Jeff. Hold on. And man, I thought you were crazy. I thought it was too hot, but it was really good. But
I literally ate that whole bottle, but it took 6 months.
Yeah. And your mother, Matt, your mother's nuts.
She cleaned the bottle out in like 2 weeks. I mean, she went back to North Carolina and bought a bottle for herself and loved it. But it was on a scale of 1 to 10, it was a 16, I think, on that, whatever that chart is.
Yeah. This one doesn't have, I don't know how they rate it, but these aren't rated.
Oh, we should find out.
We have to send them to somebody and get them rated. I have it on my finger now, and I don't know what to do with it.
Oh, yeah. Don't touch your eyes.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, that's by the way, that's a funny story. I was at a Mexican restaurant, and I didn't realize I'd gotten some really hot sauce on my hands. Oh. Ladies, you won't get this. But I actually got up to go to the men's room to do number one. I came and sat back down at the table, and I'm like, Why?
Oh, man.
Why is who burning? Ow. Wow. And so apparently it's really sensitive skin will burn.
Wow.
What were you doing in the bathroom?
Yeah. So, and don't touch your eyes. This is dangerous stuff. Who's calling us? Edgar's calling. I'll call him later.
I just want to assert that this hot sauce made me smarter because I didn't get the dot. After I ate all the sauces, it's hilarious.
Oh, you're going to get it all right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And by the way, the other part that kills me, this is like mustard. There's zero calories in this body in this bottle.
So hot sauces work. It's great.
They are tasty, I have to say.
Yeah.
They're just painful.
Well, thank you all very, very much for doing this. And I hope everybody will try it. It's in limited quantities right now. We didn't get a buttload. So it's at jeffdunham.com. And please order them and let us know. And should we say this? If anybody, I don't want to dare anybody, but if anybody has some funny videos of trying the hot sauce out with friends, please send it to fanmail@jeffdunham.com. Right, Fausto?
Podcast@jeffdunham.com. There's also fanmail@jeffdunham.com.
Okay, podcast@jeffdunham.com. And if the videos are funny enough, we should post them, right?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. My nose is dripping.
But don't do anything crazy, everybody.
Don't do anything stupid. Yeah. Don't give it to your kids, for Lord's sake.
Or your dog.
Your pets.
Dog.
Yeah, your pets. Oh, that's not nice.
No.
I didn't even think of that. That's awful.
I think that animals must have a natural instinct, though, when they just smell something that burns their nostrils, not to eat it. But
I guess. Know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Well, thanks for sticking in here.
Too, oh, sure. Yeah, this was fun.
And Bella, thank you. And
My pleasure.
I hurt you. Now you have to hurt me. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
All right. See you next time.
Hey, guys.
Silence! I kill you!